When I woke up, I found myself in one of the second floor rooms of the bungalow. Moonlight, filtering in through a window with broken panes, illuminated its sad and empty features. I got up groggily and stumbled over to the door. It was locked. I was a prisoner. Those impish evil things that lurked in the shadows had trapped me in their lair. Was this the fate that befell all who entered the death house? I scanned the room. There was an old study table with some stationery on it. I also noticed a crack in the floor, a few centimeters wide. Chittering voices rose up from it. I peered through it and observed blurry forms bolting from shadow to shadow. What were these wretched creations? One of these scurrying forms halted suddenly and looked up at me. Even the tiny pinpricks of light in their cold, dark eyes seemed to radiate an aura of cruelty. I pulled away and approached the window. The drop was too high. But what choice did I have? I approached the desk and took in a deep breath. Dear Anna, were you faced with a similar predicament? Were you confined in a different part of the house, left with no other choice but to leap from its rooftop as your only means of escape? I'm so sorry I wasn't there for you when you were sad, alone, and afraid. This fate should befall no one else. So, dear reader, I grabbed a working pen on the desk and started writing. As soon as I started writing, the door swung open. I caught a glimpse of the ominous darkness beyond it, even as I continued to write furiously. The door remained ajar, its darkness seeming to taunt me. I shivered, a fact evident in the shaky, uneven lines of my handwriting. Then from within the house, hundreds of chittering sounds arose. The creatures melded their unintelligible languages into a dialect that was comprehensible to humans. I envisioned their mouths, moist and bat-like, clicking their repulsive tongues and shaping sinister words. This eerie symphony of voices coaxed me into a trance-like state. Tingling tendrils of telepathic energy, potent with the mind-controlling capabilities, cascaded over my head, swept down my body like a cold, unsettling breeze. It took control of my senses one by one. It commanded me to tear up what I had printed and write new words. The words you're reading now, dear friend, are falsehoods concocted by malevolent forces. These entities, birthed in the shadows of a primeval world, have weaved these deceptions through my words. You see, they told me to spin this yarn that has kept your feet glued to the cracked floors of this death house. The creatures can only influence your mind once you have been lulled into a fictive dream concerning the house. Their malign intentions live in the tale, infecting your mind and holding you in its rapture. I feel sorry for you. If you have consumed the tale this far, you have fallen for the trap. You are a fly, trapped in a carnivorous plant.
Its mouth is about to snap shut.
Do you hear it? The chittering, clicking sounds. It has begun.
It will soon lull you into a state of incapacity.
You will obey.
You will obey.
Just like I did.
You will walk up the stairs.
You will obey. You will obey.
You will walk up the stairs.
You will go up to the fourth floor.
You will find the door marked with three flaming dots.
You will find the door marked with three flaming dots.
You will open that door.
You will walk out
to the edge of the roof.
You know
what to do next.